Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, it's crazy. That's where everybody, like, when I came in, they're like, yo, you got to, like, show, like, you got to be the dog. And I'm like, man, we got dogs. Like, they just say, like, we, like, I got here, like, we already got dogs. They just don't know how to be dogs. And we going to be dogs. And our dogs is crazy. We got dogs, you hear me? Milwaukee, we dogs!
This is BetQL Daily from BetQL.
We continue here on BetQL Daily from the BetQL Network. Cody Decker, Dave Sharpin in for the Joes. And it's time to handicap something outside of the day-to-day baseball grind. And Dave, you just got back from a road trip that lasted a better part of a month. Is that true? A whole month that you did? By the way, the hat you're rocking right now, just in case you guys aren't watching us right now, he is currently rocking a Milwaukee Brewers hat. And there's not a whole lot of logos or things in the world that make me immediately nauseous than that logo and that
really
hat. Well, they fired me, and it was a really, really ugly firing. I hate the Brewers with a fiery, fiery passion, but we just learned that Milwaukee's got all of the dogs, and you're clearly a big Milwaukee guy.
No, I'm a fan of the hat. I wear hats every day because I'm old, I'm bald, and I go outside in Vegas. You can't burn the top of your head, so I wear hats every day. I love this hat. I don't like the emblem. I love it. Not really a Brewers fan, but I mean, what was PJ Tucker talking about? Who let the dogs out? Like, seriously, you got, should there be a note, maybe submission thing before these championship parades and you let a guy get up there and start rambling? Like, I don't know if we should do that or not, but happy for Milwaukee to get the championship. That was awesome. And what Giannis did, historic stuff. His over prop was a very nice cash every game. Bet his number of points over. Man, I didn't. I apologize for wearing the Brewer hat. I didn't know you were a Raider fan. I wouldn't have went and put it on. I just wouldn't put it on during the break.
Nah.
So I'm not taking shots.
I can't stress enough. Like, even it's even in our chat right now that Dylan didn't even know that the Milwaukee Brewers glove logo, which they had for what, four decades, wasn't, he didn't even realize that the glove logo was an MB. As if you can't clearly tell, it's staring directly at your face. It is one of the best logos in baseball history, probably sports history for that matter.
Cool.
But you know, you just finished a road trip, and this championship for the Bucks, it's huge for the city of Milwaukee. I love seeing a city that's been a little more starved for championships win championships. You know, you could have said the same thing for Arizona if they won, if Phoenix won that. You know, they've only had one championship, ever in 2001 with the Diamondbacks, so it's not exactly a championship city. Mm. But you just finished a road trip.
Yep.
Have you ever been to Milwaukee?
No. Milwaukee.
Never been to Milwaukee?
No, I've never been to Milwaukee. I have not. No. I mean, are you still mad about the team? Like, did you like Milwaukee?
No, Milwaukee's awesome. Milwaukee's a cool, cool town. I've been very lucky in my entire career as a baseball player and all the things that I've gotten to do that I have basically seen just about every aspect of this country. I've been in every town. I've driven in every bus you could ever imagine. I mean, even in Milwaukee. I mean, the first time I got to be in Milwaukee was when I was playing in the Northwoods League, which is a collegiate summer ball league. And I played for the Mankato Moondogs. And
you did?
Yeah, Mankato, Minnesota. I also one other year played in that league for the Duluth Huskies. So I got a good look at that Lakes area, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Eau Claire area. And I got to say, man, those cheese curds are no joke in that Milwaukee area. You know, everyone, you know, if you go by a Culver's, you know, Milwaukee's bringing some heat, man.
It's not bad. It's a good call on your part. Did you pick up the long O in Minnesota? I mean, everybody that visits Vegas from Minnesota says it like with a long O, and I like to hear it. All the hockey players that I played with and against and stuff from Minnesota, that was a place they always talked about where, you know, the cheese curds and everything, of course, that's what we know. But like for me, I you know, again, I did a little research. You spent a little time in Lake Elsinore.
I did.
Lake Elsinore. So my road trip was softball related. My kids play travel softball. So we had to go back east and we got an opportunity to play in Ewing, New Jersey, Newtown, Pennsylvania, which is right around Philadelphia. So we did a lot of that. Was born and raised in Pittsburgh. I actually lived in the Caribbean for almost 2 years. I lived in Curacao when Andrew Jones was just coming up, and the entire island stopped every time he came to bat. So did a little stint there. But like I've been traveling the Arizona, California, a little bit of Utah for this travel softball as a coach. Lake Elsinore. I mean, in the summer, Lake Elsinore, you did a season. It's hot. It is a tough place. Like you earned your keep there. You were not in Simi Valley anymore or wherever. That's a very different place, Lake Elsinore.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Oh, even worse. I'm from Santa Monica. I grew up in the, like, the most picturesque, perfect weather area maybe in the country. Yeah, I got very, very lucky with where I grew up, but I will tell you, my baseball career, far less lucky when it comes to cities, because you just mentioned Elsinore being hot. You think Elsinore was hot? Let's go through the cities that I played in.
Let's go.
Lake Elsinore.
Yep.
Phoenix.
Oh.
By the way, Phoenix, I feel like since it's a more major city, people don't really understand the heat of Phoenix, Arizona.
It's the hottest place in the United States other than Death Valley. I lived there for 5 years. I moved there from Pittsburgh. The summers in Phoenix, it never cools off, bro. It never cools off.
Dude, it's like living a quarter mile from the sun. It's a nightmare Phoenix. I remember I got hurt 1 year. I got hurt when I was in Double A in San Antonio. Oh, by the way, throw that on the list. San Antonio, Ooh. My God. You just walk around. It's like walking in gravy. It's just disgusting. But I got hurt when I was in San Antonio. I had to go over to Phoenix to rehab in Peoria, Arizona for the San Diego Padres. And I remember there, I had to be there at 6 a.m. in the summer. Yeah. I walked to my car from my hotel room and I'm just sweating like hot. Crazy because it was already 115 outside. I hate you, Phoenix. I hate you. You get in the shade, it doesn't matter because you're in a convection oven. It's cooking you from the ground.
Hey, Vegas is close to that, but at least Vegas cools off at night.
I played in Vegas.
You played. I actually saw you play. We were there for a couple of the games the season you were there, and we saw you play. Dude, it's hot there. The ball flies so much, too. Like, it's summer's. Was it hard to play in Vegas for that summer?
I will say, of all the teams I played for, now again, the hot cities I played for, Elsinore, Tucson, Phoenix, El Paso. Ooh. Hell, El Paso is the sun city. But that being said, the hardest place I played in temperature-wise was Las Vegas, and I will tell you why. It was a combination of a lot of things. One, we had more day games than we probably ever should have been allowed to have.
Yep.
It just, for whatever reason, when it gets, you know how it sometimes can get humid there. If you get a little storm there,
in the summer,
humidity, it just crushes you. And I will say it was really hot, but I will sell you one game I played. I'll never forget it. And I wasn't a home player for Vegas. I was a visiting player for Vegas. I was playing for the Tucson Padres at the time.
Oh, okay.
Tucson Padres at the time. This was 2013. My manager, Pat Murphy, who is actually currently the bench coach for the team that you're wearing on your head right now, the Milwaukee Brewers. Pat Murphy comes up to me and says, "You've had a great week. You got an off day tomorrow. Day game. Go out tonight. Have some fun." And I did. And I was so excited. I'm like, yes, off day tomorrow. It's a day game. It's a getaway day. I went out and I think I partied all night with a buddy of mine in 2013 at Planet Hollywood. And I was on stage singing with a band for the last 5 hours of the night. Oh. I went to bed, I think around 5 a.m. I got up for the game at about 9 a.m. I get to the field. I am probably still drunk. I look up at the lineup, and there I am batting fourth and playing third base, and I immediately freaked out. I go straight over to my manager's office, and I just slam the like, "You promised! You promised!" And he's like, "Oh, man, and you smell like booze, man. Oh,
oh. Did you play?"
Yes, I played. It was 110. We sent up a pitcher. We sent down a position player, and it was an infielder, and we were short on infielders, and a guy got hurt, and it just happened. He had no choice but to play me. I was sweating pure vodka at third base, but I played a really good game. I think not only that, I think I also hit, I think DeGrom pitched that game. This was 2014, or Mats might have been pitching. I went like 3-for-4 with 2 doubles, but man, was it pure misery in Vegas that day.
Listen, if we're ranking cities for summer heat, like Phoenix is the favorite, right? -500.
No question.
I mean, it's -500. Then Vegas is right behind. I mean, it's a really hard summer here. It's good to hear, though. Did you make any plays in the field that game?
A couple of really good ones. I was, and every time I did, I'd look over at my dugout. My manager sits there with a small golf clap, like, I know you didn't like that, Cody. I know that was bad. Good job.
Did you get the next day off at least?
No, the next day was an actual off day, so I didn't get any baseball time off. Man, I just went home, man. And we got on the getaway day. We went back to Tucson, and I just sat there. At home, just miserable for the next 48 hours till I came back to the field. Oh, man. But outside of that, like, think about games. Like, where is a place you like to go to watch a game? What city is just a place where, I don't know, fans are just that good, or the food is just that good that you just got to go there and catch a ball game?
Tell you what, I was super impressed with both Philly and Boston. That was my first time to Fenway. It was fantastic. Philly was great. I was really impressed with Citizens Bank. But, I mean, for bang for your buck and food options, local-type places, PNC Park in Pittsburgh is fantastic. It is a great ballpark to go and just watch a game. It has everything you want. The scenery is amazing. Sometimes you get rain delays. Yes, it rains a lot in Pittsburgh, but you don't get that smoking hot, mostly day game, you know, where you just sit and sweat. We were in Boston. I took the kids. It was 96 degrees with 90% humidity. And my daughters were like, "I'm sweating." I'm like, "Everyone is. We're stopping talking about the sweating and watching the game." So you got to tell the kids that sometimes. But those were great places. I mean, I back east, do you have a place before we go to break?
Yeah, you know what? Believe it or not, it is one of the cities that I played in. And it's El Paso, Texas. Best people, amazing food, stadium is killer, and you will never go to a AAA game in your life where you feel like every pitch matters more than that.
Nice.
Go to El Paso, Texas. It's amazing. Guys, coming up next, Gerrit Cole or Carlos Rodon. I know who I'm putting my money on. We got our Friday edition of Nickel or Dime. You're listening to BetQL with Cody and Dave right here on the BetQL Network.